It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
A little tribute to Tony Perkins right here.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck.
Hey, Roker. Oh, the bane of my existence.
Tomorrow show, we will have Ice Road trucker Drew Sherwood.
Oh, good stuff.
Is he the guy with the tattoos? What the hell am I saying? They all have tattoos. And it's Get Together Friday. We'll have a clear answer on that. What do you say?
BYOB Friday?
BYOB Friday. Yeah. Should be fun. Yeah. With our guest this week, Timmy Obivane, the Nigerian Nightmare, who will have 14 women in tow when he comes to visit us tomorrow on the show.
That'd be a shame, wouldn't it?
I have to alert our listeners to something that happened during the break. Tony, are you okay after Katie tried to kill you with the heavy door to the studio?
Yeah, I was standing right next to the door, and she blasted her way in. It's very heavy. It's a lead-lined door, I believe.
Yeah, and she's strong.
Katie is a tiny woman. She's very petite.
A dynamo.
But somehow she feels as though she's got to attack the door to the studio like it's a tackling dummy.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. No joke, she hit me right on the right shoulder, upper arm, which does hurt.
Sure.
And this is my pointing arm.
Okay.
When I do the weather.
Oh, no.
So when you're looking at the Canadian high.
That's right, yeah.
Tomorrow, Tony will point with something else.
Tune in.
Wow. There's a promo right there. Can't wait to see that. Buzz, all right, Buzz, what do we got?
Hey, shocker that we'd have more bad airline news today.
Every day.
The prices have gone way up, and here's the other news. We're paying them. USA Today says the seats are still 80% full, even though airfares are twice or three times last year's prices. On some nonstop flights, the prices have nearly quadrupled.
Mm.
And the service, Mike, you'll be pleased to know, can only get worse at this point, with more than 4,000 jobs cut in one day between Continental's 3,000 and United's 1,100.
I'm just waiting because they talk about United eliminating flights to satellite cities, the little smaller regional airports. And, you know, I know a lot of people this summer, that's when they get that travel to those regional airports. So are they going to make any announcement? When you read this, and I read this from United, and here's the deal. Mm-hmm. For the airlines,
right.
When you make an announcement, you're going to cut 11,000 jobs, and you're going to ground all these jets, and you're going to eliminate these routes that you're...
Right.
Why don't you just tell us, you know, where you're going to eliminate the routes? Don't make that announcement. Let everybody stew on it.
Let me ask you this. Put it this way. Where are you going?
I'm going to Portland, Maine.
That's where they're cutting.
I'm going up to WZAN country.
Yeah.
970 AM, Portland, Maine. See my cousin. Yes, yay. All right, here we go.
I have a feeling that wherever anybody needs to go, they're going to be affected somehow.
Hey, Buzz, before you go on, I forgot to do this. I want to get people on the line to get on the air right now. 877-365-3636. Tickets to WWE's Monday Night Raw at the Verizon Center, Monday, July 28th. That features Triple H, John Cena, Randy Orton, and more. Get on the line right now. And caller 100 will win a pair of tickets to go see that. You can get your tickets at the Verizon Center box office and Ticketmaster. Buzz Burbank.
As Mike alluded, and I love it when you allude, Continental is also cutting 11% of its flights, United 14%. Both are grounding their gas-guzzling 737s. Mm. Fuel is now 40% of the cost of running an airline.
That was the sound of me alluding.
Airlines.
Yes, don't allude early in the airport.
Not in the morning. Not before 9:30.
What are you going to say about the airlines?
Just at some point, I believe the government is going to have to step in. Something's got to give. Mm-hmm. And there, I mean, the airlines, it's a terrible business model anyway.
Yeah.
But now I don't feel bad for them, but now they have the additional problem of the fuel cost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to work for them. It's not going to work.
And we said yesterday, 40% of an airline goes to fuel?
Said it again, mm-hmm.
40%
mm-hmm.
of the nut. And that's, I just don't know how that's going to work when we're paying $8 a gallon for gas. It's just not going to work.
A lot of chicks seem to dig a guy in a tie.
That's hot.
And they'll always be the right thing to wear sometimes.
You wear a tie every day, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You have to wear a tie early
some
in the
days
morning.
I go without.
You are becoming a rare bird, and I want to ask you if you see a trend in television about this.
I was just going to ask him if he ever decided he would follow the Morris Jones model.
And
as opposed to wearing a tie, wearing a red turtleneck.
No.
That's hot.
Okay.
I haven't done that.
You had your chance, Tony.
The mojo rule.
The necktie is a clothing habit that is rapidly, and I'm serious about this, dying. Good. The Wall Street Journal says our more casual dress today has forced American Tie Makers Trade Group to shut down.
It died in radio in 1972.
Or earlier, even. The Men's Dress Furnishings Association was already down to just 25 members anyway. In the power tie days of the 80s, there were 120 members. Now, the number of men now wearing a necktie to work each day, are you ready for this? Down to 6%.
What? Are you
94% of men do not wear a tie to work every day.
But the percentage of men wearing those T-shirts with a tuxedo on them has
gone up tremendously.
40%.
That's right. Uh-huh.
We have a quote from one of those men right now.
Hey, what's going on this side?
You look darn handsome in that, sir.
I like this because this is I've not worn ties sometimes on the air.
And do you see this as a trend in television? Because all TV anchor people, weather people, they all seem to wear ties.
See, I think I can get away with it more because I'm doing the weather
guy.
The anchor
guy
has to wear a tie.
What if you showed up though? Like you showed up 5 days in a row without a tie on. Somebody from the
I do wonder if someone would say something.
Yeah,
well, let's find out.
I'll do it. You know what? I'll tell you what. Uh-huh. It's going to be hot next week. Uh-huh. I won't wear a tie any day.
And you've got this story and these statistics to back you up.
I like that, man. I'd take a little chance.
I'll report into you
first. The tie, then the shirt,
and like the head of the whole Channel 5. Mr. Perkins, please see me in my office. You have violated the code of weathermen all across the country. You have gone sans tie for 5 days. Sans. We would have accepted 4 or 3, but not 5. You put a tie on there, buster.
How do you know his voice?
I just got it karmically.
Tie sales are at an all-time low. The trade group I was telling you about, they knew their days were numbered when even their own members started showing up at the annual meeting without ties.
You know, a very quick tie story, and I come by it honestly, and I have an issue. Maybe it's because I lean back when I eat my food, even if I'm in a restaurant. And it's just an O'Mara thing. Here's the problem, all right? We take two large bites of food, and the food has to travel too far from the plate to our mouth, all right? Mm-hmm. This combination, hey, I come by it honestly, right? I came back from college, and I had to go to some function where I needed a tie. I said, Dad, can I borrow a tie? Went up into his closet. He worked for an insurance company, and he had to wear a tie every day to work. And I could not find one. There was not one tie. And of course, the thing I was wearing, the jacket needed like one of those light yellow colored ties.
Right.
And it was impossible. I swear to God, every day that he wore one of those yellow ties, he had to have spaghetti because there was just not one. And, you know, and I really, and the other day, I'm sitting there, I have a real issue with this, with food. Mm-hmm. It's very, very frustrating. Every time I eat, it just seems to, and I try hard now. And Carl always says, lean over the plate. And I said, no, I want
How far
relax.
Back do you lean?
I'll sit like this and I'll be eating. And it's just like that and my stomach sticks out.
What could possibly go
but
wrong?
Here's the deal. The other night, I'm just eating a little steak and some snow peas. Mm-hmm. No sauce, no nothing. It's perfect.
No gravy.
I'm saying, hey, I'll have no problem with this. I went to cut my meat. And I put my fork in, and spastically, my hand slid the meat literally across the plate.
As if magnetized.
And it went to my stomach where I put a whole filet mignon like it was a stamp. Like it was a stamp. And I couldn't get it out.
You
and
know
it
what
sucks.
That was. That's your heart. See, because you're doing the right thing. You're trying to cut back, eat more.
Right.
That was your heart.
I didn't
heart
eat any of the bad food that was here
today. Pulling
the
meat to you. Yes, I want this meat.
Get into my arteries. Now.
You know, there's a fair chance your boss is reading your emails. At least the ones you write at work.
Hello, CK. Hello, Michael Hughes.
We should be reading his.
Boy, I didn't know he felt this way about me. Oh, my God. Help me, Rhonda.
He knew. A new survey says that 41% of big companies now have a staff of people just for reading the company's emails.
I really thought he was my friend. Look what he wrote to Beth Ann. And CK,
I haven't come up with a voice for CK yet. I'm going to have to get that.
Yes,
CK, if you're listening, there'll be something this week. And I think it's going to be born tomorrow during our Get Together Friday. Go ahead, bud.
In the last year, 11% of companies have busted employees for the improper use of blogs and message boards. 13% have disciplined employees for using social networking sites like MySpace and Facebook while at work. And 14% have reprimanded employees from using media sharing sites like LimeWire.
Want to congratulate Brian Baruti of Herndon, Virginia. Brian gets the tickets to WWE's Monday Night Raw at Verizon Center.
Brian, thanks for listening. Right back to Buzz Burbank now.
In Northeast D.C., police are sealing off neighborhoods and setting up checkpoints after last weekend's 8-victim murder spree there.
Unbelievable, yeah. In the city of Washington, D.C.
Now the city's being accused of running a police state. How do you see it?
Is city it a needs state a police state. Or, I got news to be for done? You. The city needs really, I hate to say this, and anybody who wants to disagree with me can, but watching that, something dramatic has to be done.
Please.
I mean, I don't know what the hell's going to happen. When you're getting 8 people murdered in a 24-hour period, it is... It's amazing. And, and the lack of regard for life on the streets of Washington, I don't know, because, you know, you go the other way and then you get the, you know, the police guys that are going to get in trouble because they're going to be taking the law into their own hands and they're going to be stretching the rules and who knows what's going to happen.
We they call this the blue curtain. And I'm not a spokesperson for the mayor of Washington, but he was on the show this morning and he explained that in their view, it's really no different than anything that they've done in any other part of the city at certain times where they're restricting people from going into certain areas or checking them twice because of supposed terrorism threats or concerns about security on the mall.
Right.
Or so, remember when they had the crackdown on the National Mall. So they're viewing it that way. And you know, so there's some precedent set for what they're doing now in Northeast.
You know, it to me gets back to the larger issues, though. You are dealing with people in very depressed areas of the city, in desperate situations, in desperate times where the value of life has, you know, gone down to nil among some of these groups. And it really is unfortunate. But it speaks to, you know, the whole problem of revitalizing our urban areas.
Please, yes.
And I, you know, does anybody see it changing anytime soon? I don't. It's sad. It's very, very sad.
We can only hope.
And right now, all you have is the police department. Mm-hmm. And they've got to do something because when they're going into these neighborhoods with law-abiding citizens that are saying, you know, for Christ's sake, my kid's walking back from the school bus. Please protect me.
Right. Yeah, so it doesn't get shot.
You have to do dramatic things.
And that's a good point because some of the neighbors who live there, they're all for it. They're
they
happy.
It.
They want it.
Right.
They say.
And with temperatures, or the heat indexes pushing 100 this weekend.
Well, I imagine it's not my fault, Buzz.
Police are a little nervous.
He's pointing at you, Tony.
Yeah. No, I'm not pointing.
Well, because of the weather.
I'm hand modeling.
People are upset.
No, you're right. A 57-year-old man. Let's lighten things up a bit. What do you say?
Why not?
57-year-old man in Whitehall, New York has been hit with a string of charges after being caught on Memorial Day driving his modified electric scooter while drunk. Leslie Marr had reason to celebrate.
I love a parade.
He had just invented what he calls a cruising cooler.
I'm going to drive this until I get an inflatable car. Look at me.
Wee.
What an epic fun car this is. I don't care if I'm going too slow. F you.
With speeds of up to 12 miles an hour, it has a motor, a seat, some handlebars, and, of course, a beverage cooler.
I got my beverage cooler. Hey, that guy's coming awful fast. Getting a little too close here. Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
Trick or beer.
Trick or treat for beer.
Police say he was not only drunk, he had no insurance for the cooler, which they confiscated.
Mm-hmm. Yum, yum.
And finally, the NBA is investigating the moves of one Ronnie Craven of Somerville, Massachusetts. To impress a woman, Ronnie lied and told her he was an executive with the Seattle Supersonics.
Why did he drop his last name? I'm just curious about that, and I'm padding a little bit because I have to ask why he dropped his last name. Moorhead.
you folks at home do the math on that.
Am I okay with that one?
I took a little time in between.
Right?
I like that.
Absolutely.
Very clever.
Absolutely.
Very
fine.
Clever.
Yeah, so to impress a woman, Ronnie lied and told her that he was an executive with the Supersonics. And then Ronnie kicked it up a notch when he mentioned it to a local newspaper reporter.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. He's an idiot. According Ronnie, somebody I met on a dating site is trying to sabotage me. This is some broad I lied to. And in Atlanta, a man's been arrested for impersonating a doctor. He had even convinced his wife he's a doctor.
No.
He had her drop him off at Piedmont Hospital every single day.
I shouldn't laugh at this, but it's funny.
But he didn't work there. He tells police he went there to meet women. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Wow.
On the Mike O'Mara Show. Wow.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
We want to thank Tony Perkins.
Yay, Tony.
Thank you.
From Fox 5. Tony, thanks for being generous with your time. We know you have to get up early in the morning.
I was so pleased that you asked. Thank you. I have a ball here, and thank you.
Nurse that arm, Tony.
Yeah.
I will. Don't worry. Watch me tomorrow. I can't point.
We'll take care of Katie.
Thank you.
Also want to thank Lynn Spencer. Her book is Touching History. And the CEO of a company making inflatable cars.
Wow.
Scott Redmond. That was a big surprise, Beth Ann. That was a good get.
I really enjoyed that.
The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Yay. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Dislocated Shoulder Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with another poem, because that's all I do now when we end the show.
You're the best at these.
Our thanks to Tony from Fox for coming to our little box. His jokes were not corny, and boy was he horny. And that sales lady's ankle bracelet rocks!
Yeah!
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.